Hello, my name is Cam, your recent Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, Cam. I just got a quick question.
Okay.
About the posting that went out by the city of Huntsville in regards to manufacturing workers being eligible.
I really don't have that information. I just know as of this morning, Dr. Scott Harris announced that Alabamians 65 years of age and older will be eligible for the vaccine on February the 8th, along with manufacturer workers, grocery workers, and correction officers and all that. He just made that announcement this morning.
Yeah, that's actually, I mean, because it doesn't, how does a person, if you think you can answer, how do they prove that they're manufacturing workers when they're signing up for the or scheduling for their vaccine?
You're asking me how do they qualify themselves?
Yeah. So for an example, if I call the hotline and say I'm scheduling my vaccine and I work in manufacturing, how do they prove that they're working in manufacturing? Do they need something from the company
sir,
that they're working at? Or?
Well, I also do that hotline that you call for pre-registering you, but this isn't that one that you call. But I also do that hotline, and we don't ask that information. We just ask your name, your full name, your phone number, your email, the county health department that you're registering under, and your age. And then once you submit that information, we don't have any information about essential worker, anybody. We don't put in information about essential workers or people with chronic health diseases or anything like that. You have to call that county health department, and they already have your information once it's submitted, and let them know that you pre-registered and that you are an essential worker or your qualifying status.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, so you want that number to get pre-registered?
Sure, sure.
All right, that number is
855-566-5533. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, well, I hope I've been able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, which is adph.org. or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a good rest of your day, sir, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.